Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 13th day of October, 2021. Folks, some heavy rain on the way, quite a bit of rain for South Central Texas. As I pointed out, the main combination, the main ingredient in place, abundant Gulf moisture off the Gulf of Mexico at low levels of the atmosphere, even into the mid-levels, as a very strong upper-level low-pressure disturbance to the west approaches and a series of cold fronts. Folks, that all produces lift, and of course the atmosphere being very moist off the Gulf of Mexico, and also an increasingly unstable atmosphere as well. And then to kind of put the icing on the cake is the remnant of a tropical cyclone off the Pacific. It's now made landfall on the west coast of Mexico. It's going to be steered very quickly to the northeast and across Texas over the next 24 to 36-hour period. And folks, only thing that really survives out of all that is a lot of mid and upper level moisture. The Sierra Madre mountain chains, two of them actually in Mexico, take care of that. But what happens is that in the mid and upper levels where the temperatures are very chilly, doesn't allow much moisture to coexist up there. But folks, those ice crystals and other things with that mid and upper level moisture, it does act to seed these clouds overhead of Central Texas as it passes. So it adds somewhat to the dynamics to it all, and it certainly makes the rainfall more efficient. And that's why I think the National Weather Service is onto something with the flash flood watch now for the I-35 corridor until 7 p.m. Thursday night. I think 2 to 4 inches of rain for Austin, for South Central Texas, and I certainly think some isolated heavier totals are possible. Now, a lot of us may not get quite that much rain, but nevertheless, I think we need to watch it with a flooding potential across the area as this whole system passes. The whole system passes the first weak cold front through the area by late tomorrow, late Thursday, so the weather improves by Thursday night. We may continue to have some flooding problems as a result of the heavy rain, especially late tonight and through the morning tomorrow morning on Thursday morning is when I look for the biggest flood problems if they do materialize. Once we get to Friday, a stronger cold front goes through, and it looks like much cooler temperatures, lots of sunshine for upcoming weekend. The Horns playing at home against Oklahoma State, 11 o'clock kick on Saturday. Looks like temperatures in the 70s for that ball game. North winds and plenty of sunshine continuing to Sunday and Monday as well. Friends, those are my audio weather thoughts. Let's be weather aware over the next 24-hour period. Keep an eye on the weather and the flood threat. I will update my 7-day forecast, which is on the website. In addition to my audio weather thoughts, we'll update those again on Thursday morning. Have yourself a good Wednesday.